The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, you will have seen over the past few days that a bonfire erected in the village of Moygashill in Northern Ireland made headlines after an effigy on a mosque of a mosque was placed on it. This follows previous bonfires in Moygashill, which included effigies of a boat full of refugees, another with the picture of then Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. The PSNI have arrested a man and are treating the incident as a hate motivated offence. Joining us now to discuss this further is prominent loyalist Jamie Bryson of the Unionist Voice. Jamie, you spoke at the rally in Moygashill just prior to this bonfire being ignited. Do you accept that what many people are saying about this being a hate-filled incident, an example of sectarianism?
Well, it's not sectarian because it's nothing to do with sectarianism in Northern Ireland would generally be thought to be a dispute between, you know, the traditionally two communities.
Sectarianism, Jamie, goes beyond Protestant and Catholicism.
Well, absolutely, but it's not the general how the word would be understood in Northern Ireland. But at any event,
well, I think we're getting a new understanding of sectarianism in Northern Ireland in recent weeks, are we not?
Well, that sounds more like a statement than a question.
It is kind of a statement because, I mean, look at the events that have happened in the past few weeks. There has been...
Well, what's the point in asking me a question about that if you're going to give the answer?
Well, I'm contradicting something at the point you made. You were saying it was about Catholicism and Protestantism. I'm saying sectarianism is much broader than that. It relates to any religion, effectively.
Yes, it can. That's absolutely right. I'm simply saying the traditional understanding of a sectarian conflict in Northern Ireland is not about that. But in any event, yes, I spoke last night at the event because I was engaged with the police throughout the day trying to find a solution in respect of this issue. And I took the opportunity to use whatever influence I had to encourage people to, if they were making their protest, to ensure they did so peacefully, they stayed within the law and they didn't get drawn into any disorder. And thankfully, there was no disorder. Which took place last night, and that for me ultimately is the most important thing and is a positive outcome from how the situation could have ended up.
Do you accept that at the very least putting an effigy of a mosque on top of a bonfire is extraordinarily in bad taste?
Well, look, it's not something that I would have done, and in due course a court will have to determine whether this is actually protected expression under the convention or not. That'll be for the court in due course to determine that, so I don't want to preempt any of that. It's not something I would have done, but, you know, look, they've chosen to do it. It's not cultural expression, because cultural expression and political protest are two different things. Bonfires are cultural expression. This particular bonfire combines their cultural expression with a political protest on a yearly basis. It's become somewhat of a tradition for them. They're whatever about the wisdom of that, that's a matter for them. But, you know, look, on their case, this was a political protest. And yes, it was offensive. Yes, it was shocking. But they wanted to make a particular point and they feel that they made it. And as I say, whether that was lawfully protected expression or not will ultimately be a matter for a court to determine.
Yeah, fair enough. Kashif Akram from Belfast Islamic Centre said the display was distressing and insulting to people from his community. He spoke about how targeting their place of worship, our identity. He spoke about Muslims already living with heightened anxiety. I mean, something like this that makes people feel afraid and distressed, I mean, that's pretty indefensible, isn't it?
Well, look, nobody wants anybody, but we live in a society where, and I think people need to be clear on this, and in fairness to the bonfire group, they were clear on this, that you can challenge ideas, ideologies, and government policy, but that shouldn't transcend into challenging, intimidating, or threatening people as human beings.
This was intimidating, Jamie.
Well, says who?
Well, it says Kashif Akram from the Belfast Islamic Centre. Says David Campbell from the chair of the Loyalist Communities Council.
Well, that's a matter for David Campbell. If you want to talk to David Campbell, phone David Campbell. But I'm expressing my view in respect of this, which is This wasn't targeted. This is what the bonfire group said. This wasn't targeted at human beings, at people. This was targeted at ideology, which they oppose. And they're entitled to oppose Islam. They're entitled to oppose the Muslim religion. And to say that they object to that and to do so forcefully, there's no issue with that. In a pluralistic democratic society, you have to be allowed to do that. And yes, this was shocking. Some people find this abhorrent. And as I say, in due course, a court will determine whether it was actually lawful speech or not, or lawful expression, sorry, or not. As I say, it's not something which I would have done.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we are where we are with it.
I'm struggling to understand how you wouldn't think it's intimidating. I'm trying to think of another example. I don't know if you're a member of a church or not, Jamie, but if you were living in a country that was 99% Muslim, and the member of the an effigy of the Protestant church you were a member of was put on the top of a bonfire, you'd feel intimidated, wouldn't you?
What about when people are burning effigies of Donald Trump or Boris Johnson or Guy Fawkes, indeed, or Parliament or any of that?
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you may not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
I mean, where are we going to draw the line here?
Well, I'm not a fan of burning anything. I take the point you make. I'm not a fan of it, but I suppose you could make the argument, and I'm not saying it's a particularly strong argument, that burning the effigy of a powerful statesman like Donald Trump, I mean, Donald Trump's not going to be intimidated by that. But if you're a Muslim person living in County Tyrone, you would be intimidated by it. Well, you'd be scared.
As I've already said, I didn't.
No, I know you didn't. I'm not suggesting you did it at all. I'm not suggesting.
As a matter of fact, I was working all day with the police to try and find a solution to this. And unfortunately, a solution wasn't possible. But so, I mean, I'm not here to answer for other people. And I've set out my position in respect of this. And as I say, I'm content to leave it for the court to determine in due course as to whether this was lawful or not.
You are a prominent unionist spokesperson. I mean, looking at it strategically, which I know you think about things strategically, I mean, this does unionism no good at all. This does loyalism no good at all. It looks, and regardless of what the courts will find or what you may think or what I may think, to most people looking, this looks sectarian, it looks bigoted, it looks full of hate. It's not a good look.
Unionism and loyalism stop caring about what the media, the establishment, nationalism,
it's not
or the
just
common
media, though, Jamie. It's not just media. I think I'd put it to you, and I will let you answer the question, but I'd put it to you that ordinary, decent people, whether they're Protestant, Catholic, Hindu, or Muslim, would look at this and go, this is appalling.
Well, many people may take different views on this. There's many people who have genuine, legitimate concerns about immigration and foreign ideologies. Now, how that's expressed and how that's articulated is one thing. Was this the best articulation of those concerns? Probably not. But look, In any event, that's a matter for those people who chose to express their concerns.
Yeah, it's an issue for unionism as well, though, is it not, Jamie? Do you not accept that it is an issue for unionism?
But there's not a single unionist or loyalist voter that will not vote for unionism going forward because of this. So it's not going to make a blind bit of difference. Really? Unionism and loyalism, sick being attacked by the media, it's not going to make a blind bit of difference, and they stopped caring long ago. And actually, one of the best things that's happened in unionism and loyalism is unionism and loyalism stopped worrying about people who don't like us anyway, who will never like us and who will never vote for us. So whatever about that, if there needs to be internal discussions within the unionist and loyalist community, then those discussions will take place and will take place within the confines of that. But I'm not going to come on the media and start attacking my own community or condemning my own people. And unionism has been doing that for too long. So, you know, if you look at somebody to come on and condemn the unionist people or criticise my own community, I mean, you've phoned the wrong guy. Maybe better phone in David Campbell.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking to put words in your mouth. I'm just simply asking you the questions. You're entitled to answer them as you see fit. One last question. Is Northern Ireland now a cold place for people of the Muslim faith?
Well, look, in a pluralistic democratic society, human beings should be welcome if they come to a country lawfully and whatever. I think we have problems across the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland, by the way, about how foreign ideologies interact with established traditions and ways of life. And I think you have plenty of problems in your country in respect of that. I think we've problems in the United Kingdom and Northern Ireland in respect of that. So I would be loath to say that anywhere is a cold house for anybody. But I think there's legitimate concerns about how foreign ideologies, whose traditions and views and social values simply don't align to those either. The majority of people in the Republic of Ireland or Northern Ireland.
Is there another church in the world that you would refer to as an ideology?
You don't think that Islam's an ideology?
I think Islam is a religion.
And you don't think there's an ideology accompanying it, no?
No, not necessarily. I think there's ideologies that accompany every religion, but
let's put it another way. Protestant, the two main religions on Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, the United Kingdom, is those of Protestantism and Catholicism. Mm. And whereas we may all differ in respect of that,
sure.
the general social values between Protestantism and Catholicism, apart from doctrinal issues, we pretty much aren't far away from each other in terms of our social values, our traditions, our ways of life. We differ doctrinally, differ our national identity often. But I think then we have some, let's call it religions, which come from foreign countries, if you want to use the word religion rather than ideology, and they simply don't align with those values which the majority of people, both Protestants and Catholics, across both countries hold. And that's a problem. And many of these religions don't want to integrate. They don't want to become part. They don't want to adapt our values. They want to impose their values onto us. And that's not everybody. And that's, again, not to target people. But you know, there's a legitimate question to be asked about how, as a society, we live with foreign, as I call it, ideologies, if you want to call it religions, which have different social values than we do.
Yeah. Fair enough, and a fair point. But I'm not sure how putting an effigy of their church on the top of a bonfire is part of that discussion.
Well, I already said to you that it may be. Do I think that this was the best way to articulate those legitimate concerns? No, I don't.
Okay, fair enough.
So I've already said that, but that doesn't take away from the legitimate concerns because somebody articulates it in one view unhelpful way.
Okay. Jamie Bryson of the Unionist Voice, thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. Lots of people getting in touch in relation to this, Kira.
Yeah, huge amount of people texting about bonfires, and I think it's fair to say they're probably all very much of the one mind. The bonfire effigy was certainly meant to cause distress. Furthermore, it wasn't that long ago that they had Irish tricolours and effigies of certain individuals portrayed as enemies. The targets have simply changed. It is certainly appalling and should be of concern to all right-thinking people of all creeds and none.
Yeah, it's just one last text on this of many. The bonfires are only there to intimidate, full stop.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.